we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And for the next 30 minutes to an hour, I'm not sure how long I'm going to do. I was pretty wound up today, and we did a pretty good job in 3 hours of broadcast breaking down the giant hoax that is the Bin Laden killing of 2011, May 1st, 2011, May Day. But I wanted to just do an internet-only prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com stream out to folks ahead of tomorrow's broadcast to go over the spectrum of news and information, and a lot has happened since I went off the air a little bit past 2 o'clock Central Standard Time today. But if you're a new viewer watching this on the internet right now, or in a few days if you're watching it when it has hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube or other video channels, I want you to understand that I don't come at this from a partisan perspective of liberal or conservative or pro-war or anti-war. I am a political atheist. I'm a Christian religiously, but I am a political atheist when it comes to political parties and labels. I actually study the history and the facts and then have a political perspective on that in a context based in reality, not from a political label. And my position and my North Star, the pole star that I follow, is the truth and liberty and freedom and what empowers humanity and what is transparent and what is historical, not what I want to believe, the type of emotion that I want to buy into. Illusion and delusion. You see lots of homeless people on the side of the road on street corners who believe that they're the Pope or believe that they're a rock star or that they're a king. It's basically what a three-year-old does when they do dress up and imagine they're a cowboy or an Indian if they're a little boy or a princess if they're a little girl. And that's what I see with the American people buying into hype, whether it's the royal wedding or American Idol or Apprentice or Donald Trump. They're just going off of the surface. And the system, the social engineers, have raised generation after generation off the television and have incrementally gotten away with more and more lies and have tested the public and believe that they can basically do whatever they want. But how many times has government been caught lying to you? How many times has the mainstream media been caught consciously trying to deceive and mislead you and lie to you? If you had a neighbor who you had caught lying to you dozens of times, not hundreds, you wouldn't associate with them. You wouldn't give them the keys to your house when you were out of town. You wouldn't have them watch your children. But we have a corrupt ruling class that has been caught lying about foreign governments and countries they want to attack, that has been caught lying about economic issues and thefts they've engaged in, that has been caught lying about where banker bailout money went. We have a Western power structure, and other governments are corrupt as well. The West is still top dog, so it's the most corrupt, because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said, who have been caught engaged in chemical, biological, and radiological testing on our own troops, many of which were lethal. They've been caught killing foster children. They've been caught killing third world children as part of a test to see if they could get their agents to carry it out, to create basically societies of very ruthless, murderous people who enjoy evil so they can go out and recruit others and basically build an army of darkness and deception. And part of that army of darkness was the Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda, who fought another army of darkness, the Russians, starting in 1979 through the late 1980s. You notice I said both were corrupt, evil armies. You see, we're taught that one side's good and the other side's bad, and you're supposed to pick a side. And you do run into that in some areas of life and in your own personal life. There are areas where things are clear-cut decisions. There are good people and there are bad people. But I wanted to preface this information I'm about to get into here, breaking down the fact that Al-Qaeda is a CIA creation. Bin Laden was a CIA asset. And Bin Laden was used as the patsy, was used as the boogeyman, the bogey, to basically scare the American people and the people of the West into giving up their liberties and freedoms and accepting the central government's establishing classical police states. And that's the issue I want to raise here. This is about getting the left that had been antagonistic against war and torture and secret arrest, not because they by and large didn't like it morally, but because they didn't like George W. Bush and his branding, because they had an identity as liberals or Democrats. Now we see a lot of conservatives like Breitbart not buying into the Bin Laden latest killing. They've claimed they've killed him 9 times. This is the 9th time. Talk about a cat with 9 lives. I guess he ran out, according to them, where he's not buying into it. And also because Bin Laden's been reported dead so many times, and there'd been the reports that he had been killed or that the Republicans had him on ICE, I can see why he has skepticism. But that wouldn't have been acceptable just 3-4 years ago by mainline Republicans because Bush was still in office. Now, because they see it, that it's Obama in power, now they can wrap their mind around it because the evidence is there. Similarly, Democrats who were against torture, secret arrest, who didn't buy into the whole Bin Laden thing by and large, they had a spontaneous eruption of mindless flash mob of drunken college students. And I've seen videos, raw videos from on the ground of what happened within just 30 minutes of the announcement that Obama was going to be giving a speech from the White House. I've seen the videos, and they're like, yeah, we killed Saddam, he's dead. And the reporters are like, you mean Bin Laden? Yeah, him too. We're going to cruise missile. Everybody, the Syrians, the Libyans, yeah. And I noticed a lot of them were black, Hispanic. A lot of them had the look of folks that were not of a higher socioeconomic bearing, along with some yuppies that were there organizing the useful political fodder. And they were there to cheer Obama. He got tough. He had a big win. He launched an attack and killed somebody. So now they're owning all these wars. They're owning the empire. They're owning the torture and all of it. And the propaganda and the lies and Abu Ghraib, because it's their win. And it's basically sports team psychology. Cowboys versus Redskins, Coke versus Pepsi, Ford versus Chevy. I always wonder why grown men would stick stickers on their Ford showing a guy urinating on the Chevy symbol, or Chevy guy urinating on the Ford symbol, because that's their identity. That's their car. That's where their money goes. And that's their tribe, because humans are tribal. We're designed to get together and defend each other from what's normally a clear and present danger and another tribe coming over the hill that wants to enslave you. But that is not the case of what's happening here. This is a more sophisticated system manipulating the human psyche and how humans operate. And it's so sophisticated, I wanted to attempt to break some of it down before I even get into the evidence of this latest Bin Laden killing being a contrived hoax of the greatest proportions. I noticed when I interviewed Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence and the former head of the Mujahideen today, he pointed out that this is going to create a folklore and empower Bin Laden as a great icon. And it will actually trigger more people launching terror attacks, because it's very honorable to be seen killed in, battle against the great Satan. and that the West is going to see copycats and folks that aren't just manufactured. And he did agree that this had all the telltale earmarks of being a manufactured event. See, it's sophisticated. But he went on to say that it would cause a lot of people to resist worldwide. That's exactly what the globalists want. They're masters. They want to create the enemy. They need the enemy. They want to create opposition, and they want to direct the ideology of that opposition. This is full spectrum dominance, going back hundreds of years ago with the Rothschild banks funding both sides of all the major wars in Europe. Because you see it as a perspective of French versus British, or French versus Spanish, or vice versa, when it's the same interest financing both sides and then coming out on top in the end. See, people tend to look at things one-dimensionally. They don't look at the wider spectrum. But I've had the Washington Post, the New York Magazine, literally, I was looking at it, 30-plus thousand on Google news articles, not web articles, news articles written that mention our reportage of last night, this morning, and this afternoon, making fun of us. And they say, of course, Jeffrey Goldberg at the Atlantic Magazine, of course Alex is on the job, and of course it's a conspiracy. Like, I just now saw the news last night that Obama was going to, almost said Bush, Freudian slip, same thing, different skin color, was going to be announcing that they'd killed bin Laden, and I just rushed out and said, it's staged, because I don't believe them. Now, as much as government's been caught lying to us, I wouldn't even say that would be bad. I mean, an admitted questioning of what I'm being told by people that have been caught lying and fabricating in both parties and the entire bureaucratic government class over and over again. That's just common sense, of course. But it wasn't that. It was that I had a full spectrum understanding of history, and I had already been told that this was coming, and I had said it over the years and broken down how it would be rolled out. And then you've got all the suspicious things of being dumped in the ocean and then putting out a fake photo and then later saying it was fake, and now they're going to have more photos, they say. And, oh, his last tape just so happened to get made after years, so don't worry, they'll have that. And then all the hype that Al-Qaeda's going to hit us now. Oh, sorry, him being dead doesn't mean all the wars end after 10 years. There's going to be more, and there's nukes buried all over America and just cartoonish-level propaganda. But see, Jeffrey Goldberg isn't trying to impress me with his information. He's not trying to have an intellectual full-spectrum argument. In his full-spectrum dominance, he's targeting his readers as if they're a bunch of stupid monkeys. And just taking one piece of many, and I didn't have time to read a lot of them, but there's 30-something thousand of them. 30,000 plus and growing in one day. Less than one day. It hadn't been 24 hours yet. We're live right now on a Monday night, 7:21 Central, 8:21 Eastern. And his article starts with the birth of deatherism. This is the new term. You question Obama's birth certificate, it's birthers. You question 9/11's official story, admitted to be a lie, you're a truther. Questioning needs a label. It needs if the government said the sun was green and you said it was yellow, they'd say, sorry, you're not seeing it correctly. It's really green. You know how to tie your shoelaces. It is a conspiracy theory. You're supposed to be a drooling Prozac head. But then his article goes on and says, of course, Alex Jones. Again, I'm not reporting on this because it's about me. It's an example of how they operate. Of course, Alex Jones, the conspiracy monger, of course he's on the job and exposing the conspiracy, because everything's a conspiracy. And look at this blog from the Cheech and Chong website. He didn't link to our article. He linked to the Cheech and Chong website, like that would discredit us that Cheech and Chong's website had posted it, or a big fan site had posted it. And then he went on basically excising my article without showing the name or the facts of the State Department official that I interviewed 9 years ago, the number two person in the State Department who was there when bin Laden was a CIA asset, and he came on the show and admitted all that. And I'm going to go over that as a Steve Pachinik. We're going to be getting him back on the show. He just reached out to us today. His number had changed to my computer from 9 years ago, but he reached out today, probably be on tomorrow, along with Hamid Ghul again. None of my facts, none of my proofs, just all Cheech and Chong say it, and oh, by the way, he's friends with Charlie Sheen, as if that would discredit me. They threw everything at it because these political people are all about winning. That's running the society, keeping you in the dark, and it doesn't matter how much disinfo there is, they just make a joke out of it. But no, I didn't just get up this morning, or I didn't just start writing articles last night and decide this was a conspiracy. And it wasn't just the history of bin Laden or the eight other times they claim they killed him before this ninth time. It wasn't the fact that I know he's CIA and Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, heard at the top of Al-Qaeda working with the CIA on the day of 9/11 in the transcripts and told Congress that and was gagged. It isn't just that Springman, the head of the U.S. Embassy, reported here back in 2002 and since then repeatedly and told the Toronto News and the rest of the major news that Al-Qaeda hijackers, they wouldn't let them into the U.S. They wouldn't give them visas, and they were ordered by the CIA to give them visas to come to the U.S. Muhammad Atta, all of them. Just like a year and a half ago at Christmas, the Talib didn't have a passport, was drugged, clearly, according to witnesses. We had witnesses on before this was in the news. We're called nuts, and then it all came out, and that the U.S. government got him on the plane. And later, the State Department was going to get in trouble for it because the airport there in Amsterdam wasn't going to go along with the fact that they've been ordered to let him on. And they said, okay, an unnamed U.S. agency ordered us to get him on the plane. That was Undersecretary of State Kennedy. See, months after we tell you, with eyewitnesses who were on the plane, I mean, these are prominent lawyers and people, it comes out. So, see, there's thousands of data points of why I don't just believe what they immediately tell me. Then there was the timing. There was the who benefits, the qui bono, who stands to gain. There was Obama kicking off his reelection campaign. This happens on the heels of that. Panetta going from CIA to defense. Petraeus going from defense to CIA to make them like big heroes. The staged photos of Hillary watching video feeds of bin Laden being killed, but they only show us the photo. We don't get to see the TV. And she's, fake. It looks like an elementary school play. She's covering her mouth. Oh, goodness, it's terrible. And the other men are all acting tough, and Obama's looking real tough up there. And you see the generals typing on the computer. They're giving the orders. Gallup comes out and says, oh, my gosh, his poll numbers are surging. You know, as we gather the new polls from this, you've got the fact that the wars were incredibly unpopular. You've got the fact that it was coming out. They tried to assassinate Gaddafi and his family, which is illegal. Regardless of what you think of Gaddafi, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and Bilderberg Group, at a joint meeting a few weeks ago in D.C. that Tucker covered last week on our show, they're beside themselves that it was in all the major news that Al-Qaeda is the main force the U.S. is funding in eastern Libya. That completely shook them up because the myth of Al-Qaeda being this organic group is coming down and the credibility was rising with those of us that expose it as a government black op. You've got all this going on. So you can see the tailoring of the propaganda for the lowest common denominator. You can see the preparation for this to be designed for the type of crowds that we saw within minutes running down with their American flags and screaming, yeah, Obama did it, man, he's tough, he's great. And it turned out they were a bunch of inner city people predominantly who were big fans of Obama and thought this was a win. They are operating just like the political hacks, not about truth, but about what they think makes their man look good. When he's not their man, Wall Street put him in so they could get the corporate welfare and the banker bailouts and have tax-free agendas while the middle class are destroyed. But again, they were out there because they were winners. They were part of a winning team. And then we see Bush on top of the rubble pile all day from 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago. And man, Bush has been proven right. And they're saying, ooh, they found out where bin Laden was with torture. And they killed him with extrajudicial attack. This is reasonable. And aren't the drones great? And man, these unpopular wars and the Pakistanis now have said, get out of Pakistan, stop using your drones last week. And magically, as I said last night and this morning, now they're saying it. Oh, they're saying Pakistan was working with bin Laden because he was in this compound and was safe. And so maybe Pakistan has to be hit. Right at the time that Saudi Arabia knows the West is trying to overthrow them, they run over a few weeks ago to make a deal with Pakistan. Pakistan's got nukes. And that's exactly what Hamid Ghul was saying on the show today, high level in the whole power echelon of Pakistan. He's concurring with this. So they're maneuvering us towards a World War III scenario. Pakistan's saying get out of here. They're losing the war in Afghanistan. But they want to stay there to control the $500 billion in opium a year, which Fox News admits the Marines actually help grow. If you're a new viewer or listener, just search Fox News Geraldo Rivera, U.S. growing opium in Afghanistan. He sits there and the troops go, yeah, we grow it for him. We ship it. You know, we run the whole deal. And he's like, good job. Very patriotic. They're like, yep. And there's no connection with reality. Well, are we going to legalize it in America? No, you get caught with a tiny balloon of $10 worth. You go to prison for 20 years. It's like, we grow it, we ship it in, you use it, you go into private prison owned by banks that launder the money. And that's all out in the news with Wachovia and Wells Fargo laundering money. That's what I mean. This elite has gotten away with so much for so long, killing Kennedy in broad daylight, Clinton lying about Lewinsky, missiling an aspirin factory when it came out he lied about Lewinsky. All the murders, the corruption, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And we're all a lucky. I was on a big international TV today, RT, and before I went on, they showed the four leaders of Al-Qaeda now. And we're all a lucky, Adam Gadon and the other guy from America, and then only one of them was from Egypt. All four on record being Western intelligence, being trained at U.S. bases, being protected, being at the Pentagon after 9/11, and it's... I told the host that, and I said, I can give you the articles. And they said, yeah, we've basically heard of that, but still, you know, Al-Qaeda's real. I was on a syndicated radio show this morning, and it's like, but the four masterminds, three were born in America and are protected by intelligence. This is on record, and they're just like, I'm not looking at that. But I'm telling you, isn't that news? They're like, why? Why would Bush not kill bin Laden? Or announce he was dead because they wanted him as the excuse to be in those countries and say he was the boogeyman. They go, oh. But see, now 10 years later, nobody's buying it, so they can get rid of him. They've already introduced, as I noticed the last few months, the new players. They've been telling you they're now the head guys so that you can learn to be afraid of somebody else and agree to the IRS taking your house without a court order or agree to having the government stick their hands down you or your children's pants or raise your taxes or loot your pension fund. Because even though the dollar's being devalued and we're going into this depression and all these things are happening, that's okay because at least we got bin Laden, by George. I mean, and I heard neocons on the radio going, I kind of like Obama. I saw that photo of him launching the attack in there. He's looking a little better to me. I'm kind of liking government health care now. Boy. Because it's that tribalism when your leader, the chief, says, the other tribe is coming. We got to get together or they're going to kill us men. This is what every culture does. Take our women and children to make their tribe bigger and stronger and use them as lower class slaves in their system. We're ingrained that when we're told an enemy's coming, we're told we're under attack to get together to fight. That's what humans do. But now we're like, why have we been in these countries for 10 years? Where's the enemy now? And they're like, don't worry. Here's the four new leaders. But we killed the evil bin Laden. And we're like, oh, it's wonderful. And they go, but by the way, the war's not over. They're about to hit us with nukes. They got 160 buried, CBS News, AP. I saw in the last few weeks they were prepping everybody. They're going to hit us hard. We've got to take even more of your rights now because we hit bin Laden. You asked for it, and now they're going to attack us back. And it's just all over the news. Will death of Osama bin Laden trigger terror attacks? ABC News, NBC, threats, 160 nukes buried by Al-Qaeda. On and on and on. And then we come out and say, well, there's this whole history of them being CIA. There's the other eight times you said you killed them. There's all these special forces colonels that blew the whistle saying they would capture top Al-Qaeda from 2001 through to today and be ordered to release them. We've got the heads of embassies, the FBI translators, all saying that Al-Qaeda was working for the government. We've got it in the news last week that the head of Pakistani Al-Qaeda was really an MI6 agent. That's Sky TV. Just search anything I say. You'll pull it up, mainstream news. And we're all lockies at the Pentagon. This is perfect election time. And then we'd already written that last night before they came out this morning and said, we dumped his body in the ocean. Sorry. And by the way, there's that photo we gave him for 12 hours. That's fake, too, of his dead body. Knowing when people first saw it, oh, there's that dead body. I heard the good old boys today on local radio going, oh, I wish he'd have been chewed up by wild dogs. He looks pretty bad. Them SEALs and Marines did a good job. I'm walking tall right now. These are quotes. I'm feeling good right now. I'm believing in this country again. Yeah, you're believing to just go to sleep. Don't see the bankers as your enemy. Don't see the globalist. Just bend over, hate some brown people, and let the globalists have their way with you. So I've seen all of this unfold. I've seen all of this happen with all the predictability. And now they're playing Bush up there on the pile with the firefighters going, man, he was a great guy. He stood for America. Hundreds of people are showing up spontaneously, wink, wink, in Dallas, throwing flowers on his front gate. It's just the rehabilitation of the whole lie, the 10-year imperial war, getting you ready for the next big push. It's just so wonderful. And the torture's good. That's how they got him. Torture's wonderful. Extrajudicial killing, even of U.S. citizens that Obama's announced. Oh, it's good. We did it to bin Laden and Gaddafi. It's then you're trying to kill him. Oh, it's what the good guy's doing. It just gets all the answers you need. And, yeah, they're going to hit us. They're going to attack us. Got all the White House memos where we need a terror attack to unify the people. On Oklahoma City or 9/11, we'll see now they can launch those and say, well, we hit bin Laden and he did it. And Americans will say, well, I'm glad they got him. He deserved it. Sure, they hit us, but now we're going to attack Iran and all and Pakistan and Libya and Syria. Because the intel is just like Iraq had them nukes and them anthrax trucks that turned out to be fake and they knew it was fake. Doesn't matter. We hit bin Laden. He deserved us. He hit us first. And they nuked Chicago. They nuked Dallas. Or they detonated that dirty bomb in L.A. And you know what? That's just the way it is. So hundreds of thousands died. Doesn't matter. We're going to nuke them. I'm glad they brought the draft in. I'm glad they're conscripting people. It's time to get tough on these Muslims. And I'm glad they're arresting all these truthers and all these other birthers and people that got in the way of America. You sit down, you shut up. Yeah, they're getting rid of the pension funds right now. And yeah, but Al-Qaeda hit us. They're getting ready for terrorism. They're trial ballooning right now. Every government terror op, First World Trade Center, Oklahoma City, 9/11, they get bigger. Have you noticed that? And they've been hyping the nukes. And let me tell you, these people would love to blow out a few dozen city blocks with a low-yield nuke and radiate the rest of it. They'll do it in a minute. They've got the TSA in place. They got the telescreens up at 9,000 locations saying spy on your neighbors. They got government programs telling your kids to spy on you. For 6 years, they've had the Boy Scouts training to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans. They announced that 9/11 victims, the cops, the police, the firefighters, the medical workers, who for 9 years, patriots fought to get them their health care when the government lied, when Bush was up on that pile telling you the air was safe to breathe because they wanted to open Wall Street and they knew it was asbestos. They said, don't even wear a mask because it'll make people scared. We got them, don't wear them. Show your macho. And the guys are like, I'm macho. Tribal leader says so. The Ooga Boogas are coming over the next hill. I'm going to breathe it. I'm bleeding out of my lungs, but I'm tough. I'm just not going to wear it because I'm told. The dust is safe. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk off a cliff. They cried when Bush put his arm around. People knock these towers down. We're going to knock them down. And Obama comes out and says, we need to go back to that day after 9/11 when we had unity. Yeah, you were for torture, new wars, lies, getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The government launched the anthrax attack. That's now been confirmed. U.S. government weapons grade. And there they are telling them. And now they've got to be run through an anti-terror database. Congress put it in the law that any first responder that gets medical care has to be put in a terror database, like a no-fly list, no-gun-buy list. I've got that here in my articles. Here it is. Huffington Post on the left. 911 responders to be warned they will be screened by FBI's terrorism watch list to get health care. Here's New York Post. Oh, yeah, a lot of cities you have to go through TSA-type screening to even get a job now. It's total control of your whole life. TSA running checkpoints on the streets. Heroes terror scrutiny, New York Post, Rupert Murdoch, left and right. See, that's who this is for. It's for us, the American people, while the offshore bankers that funded and created Al-Qaeda are looting the country, killing the dollar. And I've heard them all over talk radio going, well, even private pensions you've paid into aren't entitled. We're going to take those, and we're going to take the government pensions. And that won't fix the debt. We're about to lose our debt rating. Everything was about getting America bankrupted, having America build the global empire, and then bringing America down. The globalists have always hated our republic. So that's what this special broadcast, commercial-free, is really all about, is that I wanted to go over some of this so that, you know, the Atlantic Magazine and New York Magazine and all these publications can sit there and make jokes and go, Alex just says the government did it with no evidence. Well, my evidence is the government is constantly lying. Let's bring a chair in here and bring Aaron Dykes in to talk. I know this guy's been working like a Trojan to get this new video up that I shot this morning, breaking just some of the anomalies down. But I wanted to get Aaron's take on it just because he came in here and let me know that that all this was going on. But finishing up, that our new video just went up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. That is what you were at the window for, correct? But now they're showing us Bush on the pile. So the globalists are going to repeat that. They're going to have Obama. Bush may even end up being there, kind of a bipartisan thing, with his arms around the firefighters going, we did it. We did it. And by the way, we're going into Libya. We're going into Syria. We're going into Saudi Arabia. We're going into Pakistan. And it's just this good feeling about, we whooped that Osama. We just won the Super Bowl. We're going to do it again. Yeah, we're bankrupt. Our liberties are in pieces. We're hated all over the world. They lied about the WMDs. They lied about the yellow cake. They lied about everything. Premeditatedly. And the news acts like it's weird. I mean, it would be normal just with no facts to just say, I don't believe them, because we know they lie so much. That's a big fact. But then I have the scripting. I have the preparing. I have Obama announcing he's going to ground zero and torture is now good. And the wars were all good. And it was all worth it. See, the psychological warfare chiefs, they're geniuses. They held that bin Laden goodie back from you so they could keep him as a boogeyman. But now that nobody was buying into it, he was still alive. Now they kill him when you least expect it. And it makes you feel good inside. You may be paying $4.30 a gallon. Your dollar may be being devalued. You may have to have the government grab your three-year-old's genitals, but by God, they're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda. And it feels mighty good. How long's it been since you had the TSA cram their hands down your pants and squeeze your genitals? Well, that's too long, because I'm proud to be an American, where I have no rights in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. Then all these special forces colonels go public and go, we'd capture thousands. We'd capture the leaders. We'd capture bin Laden's right-hand man and be ordered to release him. And British SAS caught in Basra in 2006, dressed up with big fake beards, running around shooting Iraqi police to get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other right there at that key Shiite-Sunni border. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Have you heard the evidence I've laid out here? Have you heard why we don't believe them, why we don't trust them? And then they dump it in the ocean. And then they now are saying, in fact, it's all over the news now. Sky Television, AP, can U.S. offer final proof of Obama's death? People are doubting. They're not buying it. What's wrong? Well, it's always lies. Well, why do you think we don't believe you? And so now the White House is, well, we might release a photo then. And I was on National British Radio a few hours ago, and they said, well, we know they faked some stuff in the past, because the CIA's admittedly, and the Washington Post admitting they put out fake videos. But it's like, well, they faked it then. They wouldn't fake it now. They can do fake videos. 15 years ago, you saw Forrest Gump shake hands with Kennedy and LBJ. It's not real. Forrest Gump isn't real. They took black and white footage and cut him in. It's not real. When you see a talking dog or a talking chihuahua on a Taco Bell commercial, folks, it isn't real. Avatar. They're not green or blue-skinned aliens in a planet out there where they're getting something called unobtainium. I'm sorry, it's not real. And they know the average American watches more than 5 hours of TV a day. Children even more. They know people are blurring reality with unreality. I mean, a few weeks ago, I shot a spoof piece that said it was a spoof, where I joined the New World Order and was being a big police state thug in the office, not letting people bring their own food. They had to buy it from me, like Chicago school districts. And about a third of the people posting thought it was real and were very upset and still hate me for it. And I knew that was going to happen, but not that bad. You know, this is a joke. This isn't real. Now I'm going to do it. Now, I want to kind of I've been talking for about 35 minutes. I want to relax for a moment while Aaron just gives us his take on all this for about 5 minutes. And then I'm just going to run through the headlines, many of which I've already mentioned, but in more detail. And I want to remind you, not one on record, one on record, Steve Pachinik, number two at the State Department under Henry Kissinger, worked with bin Laden, came on my show in April of 2002 and said he's on ICE, he's dead, it's going to be rolled out sometime in the future, could be a year, could be 10 years. That, you read the transcript. I'm trying to dig up the audio. Hopefully you can find it out there. April 22nd, 2002. And then I had two other White House sources tell me, and then people were blown away when Madeleine Albright came out and said, yeah, they've got him on ICE and may roll him out. And then Walter Cronkite. I mean, this is David Rockefeller's best buddy. And then Teresa Hines Carey. And a bunch of other people. Because this is well known in government. But see, they leapfrogged on us. You think Republicans and Democrats are against each other. No. Just like Robert Gates is still the Secretary of Defense, now about to be Panetta. He was in both administrations and administrations before that. Robert Gates created al-Qaeda under Brzezinski in 1979. Brzezinski's written two books about it. See, I'm cursed with the history. I'm cursed with so much evidence it's staged, it's 100%. And then my gut, the minute my dad called me at 10 o'clock at night driving in from the office, 10 o'clock at night driving in from the office, my dad called me. And I instantly knew everything that was going to happen. I saw bin Laden, excuse me, Obama, whatever for the same people, going to the Ground Zero. And grandstanding. I saw them saying torture was good. I saw them not releasing the body. I called Nimmo and I said, do an article saying they're not going to release the body. Kurt didn't do it, but he was like, wow, I don't know how you knew they'd do that today. I was like, well, just put my name on it. Write a blurb and say, watch, they won't release the body. Because I know them. Why should they give you anything? You buy anything. Why? So just like I told you they'd blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden 2 months before it happened. I went to the intel sources and told you this. See, I knew the towers were leaning and had asbestos problems. I knew the feds had tried to blow them up in 1993. I knew that it had come out in FBI transcripts that they ran the whole operation. New York Times, CBS News. And I knew they were hyping bin Laden, saying, he's going to get you. Give your rights up. He's coming. When he attacks, give your rights up. And the RAND Corporation was putting out public reports about how they'd federalize the governors and take over and set up Homeland Security. And the CFR committee, Hart Rudman, had put it out. And I'd seen them really getting excited. And I saw on Hart Rudman, both Gary Hart and Rudman, on Hardball about 3 months before 9/11. And I was on the treadmill in my house running. Somebody ought to dig this up. And I was watching it because I like to run with them on because it would make me mad. And I could jog further. And Gary Hart and Rudman were saying, things are about to change in America, Chris. And Chris, who'd been a former top operative of Jimmy Carter and Brzezinski, was just really excited because this was a message to all their buddies. This wasn't for you. Psychopaths like to brag, just like they announced it on May Day when they set up the Illuminati 1776, just like it's the same day they claim Hitler died and the royals got married on the same day Hitler and Eva Braun got married. They're into the occult. It's all about when they'd kill people in Southeast Asia, they put an ace of spades there. Psychopaths, when they grab your little kid and kill them, they always leave a calling card. It's about, for them, letting everybody know that they're on the inside. And they have this little public sicko celebration as I'm jogging. And Gary Hart said, things are about to change. I'm going to share something big with you when we come back. This is very exciting, Chris. Chris was like, I really appreciate you sharing this. Folks, we're going to be right back. It was just a big sick psycho joke. He was just like, And I never seen Matthews, and he was like, Matthews, like, tell us. You're about to see big changes, Chris. Big buildings, big things are coming down. There's going to be big attacks, and America's going to change, and it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a new world order. And Chris Matthews said, oh, thank you so much. And Rudman just said, you bet, Chris, this is really good. And I was just, like, jogging. And my girlfriend, now my wife, I got off the treadmill, took a shower, and I said, baby, I got to do more research, but they're about to have bin Laden hit and hit hard, and they're going to blame it on him. He'll be the patsy. And I'm on record breaking that down. when you study this as deeply as I do, I actually saw them have a demonic public orgy on TV where the vampire has to tell you what it's going to do. It's one of their rules, not literal vampires, spiritual vampires. And they had that celebration right in front of me. Now, I'm going to cover a smattering of the news here in a moment, and we'll have more coverage of all this tomorrow. But Aaron Dyke's watching this, working on it. The new video, tell us the title, up at the Alex Jones channel. We'll get it posted at Infowars.com and get it out to everybody. This is just my preliminary this morning. But what's your take on this whole spectacle?
Well, first of all, Alex, the video is called Exclusive Bin Laden Dead Hoax Exposed. And hopefully it is posted on Infowars. I was going to verify that before coming in. But now we don't have the chance. But the thing is, we've seen this coming for years. We knew they would someday roll out Bin Laden. We didn't know the timing, or I certainly didn't. And so I was very stunned by the news today. But you begin to see who benefits in the headlines that are coming out.
You see the total scripting, how they're already on every front.
I'm looking right now at a Hindustan Times article, reading upside down, but it says 40-minute op may give Obama four more years.
No, Gallup and others have already started their polling this morning, and they have to collate it and spin it. But preliminary, they're talking about a 20-point jump. He may even go up more.
Well, you saw how much all the ignorant public were cheering in front of the White House and the other
spots. Well, I feel sorry for those. They must have bust in. Really poor, uneducated people. A lot of those folks could hardly talk. I mean, I saw the video Luke Radowski shot, and it was just every one of them was just like, all of them, poor white kids, black kids, Hispanic. It was like, Bin Laden dead, I like Obama. Another guy, we kill Saddam, we kill him. And they go, no, it's Bin Laden. I know, I want cruise missile, everybody. I mean, it was sad, man. They're like, see Obama tough. Now you're going to give me the free house.
Yeah, and they were whooping and hollering and saying, this is going to get his reelection. And yeah, you're right. There were people who literally thought it was Saddam Hussein.
They were like white kids, Asian kids, black kids. They were literally like they'd had their brains sucked out. I mean, it was very depressing. And like young women going, I'm just feeling really good for America. Right now, we got Saddam. I mean the guy, America.
No, it had nothing to do with race or gender. There was a white guy in a Superman shirt waving a flag up in a tree, and you know, it was.
No, I know, but there was a big crowd of Obama supporters. A lot of them were saying that.
Yeah,
they're like, "See, he can get tough. He's good."
But as far as where's the body, dumping it in the sea, I mean, hypothetically, if you had a 10-year search for a crack in a giant squid that nobody believed existed and you finally killed the thing, you would haul it in and take photos.
Oh, they'll probably have James Cameron find the coffin in 2 years from now and see it's real. DNA tests show it's him. We're finding the coffin. We've got the coffin. We've found it. It's him. It's definitely the skull of Bin Laden. All of you doubters, you're discredited. What do you say?
Well, that might be too dangerous. They might have to cremate the body and then spread the ashes at sea, you know. But, you know, you can see their hand. They're covering up all the details. Nothing quite adds up. But how could it? They've been scripting it from all along. I mean, remember Clinton and his team had Obama in their had Bin Laden in their sights before Bush administration even came in, and they didn't take him out or capture him.
By the way, Aaron, my head is just spinning here. You can just see the scripting of this. And now they're on the news going, Pakistan's got some explaining to do, their connections to Al-Qaeda. And certainly they've got connections, just like our own government. You got some explaining to do, Robert Gates. Tell them about Robert Gates.
Robert Gates has been connected to Brzezinski for literally decades. He used to be one of his closest advisors. But remember, he came in as a supposed change from Rumsfeld because Rumsfeld had really been villainous, and it was pretty clear he wasn't carrying on any kind of legitimate war on terror. Then they brought Robert Gates in the latter part of Bush's second term as a supposed fresh face, kept him on under Obama. And now, very coincidentally, at this exact time, they're bringing in Panetta, rotating him from CIA to new Secretary of Defense, Panetta.
This is the 2012 kickoff of Obama's campaign.
And then they move Petraeus seamlessly into CIA. It's the same faces being rotated out, and now they're going to play a Panetta and Obama as some kind of hero team. They could have taken out bin Laden literally any time.
Oh, yeah, I told you, bin Laden getting tough on Osama. Hey, man. And I heard good old boys on national and local radio, and it was just like, I'm telling you right now, I'm walking a little taller, a little prouder. I'd be walking a little taller and prouder if the government wasn't sticking their hands down our kids' pants and if foreign banks hadn't stolen tens of trillions of dollars and if our media wasn't bought and paid for and the dollar dying. But see, this is just a stall, folks, a little longer while they bring us down.
It really disgusts me, though, listening to local radio this morning, shows that are patently unpolitical who refuse to pay attention to the real issues, now celebrating in their ignorance. Yeah, we got him. The female host saying whoever took him out must have been a hunky SWAT team, a hunky SEAL team. And the guy host playing the song from the South Park movie and really cheering like,
America, F yeah, fighting for your freedom. Really, where's my freedom? That you're taking it away faster and faster.
And all across the dial, it's just this false exuberance and identifying.
It's like, woo, America, USA. But Paul Watson was telling me, he said that, and he sent me articles about it today. If you hang up a British flag or the Union Jack flag, God forbid an English flag, the police actually come. It's seen as racist to be nationalist. You're only allowed on the royal wedding. And that's how this is. It's like you're not supposed to be patriotic about the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. That's what makes America America. It's only when they say. And it's like all the candles and the flags out, and boy, we got hit. And that's what Obama is saying. He sounded like Glenn Beck. He goes, we've got to go back to right after 9/11. We've got to have that unity. Unity for the bankers to launch new wars and screw us. I mean, don't you get it, folks?
It's really disgusting. It's hard to take, really, as a spectator who knows at least something about what's going on here.
Oh, but don't worry, he got one more tape recorded. Now, normally AP will even run with new bin Laden tape, nukes to be detonated, you know, months ago. And then at the bottom of a three-page article, this was an unsubstantiated message board. And the media is so primed to follow any new fake bin Laden tape that, what, 5-6 years ago, a college student did a fake beheading in their garage. The media for months ran with it till they came out and said it was fake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no journalistic integrity. I could have you dress up in a turban and a beard right now and say you were bin Laden. They probably, you know, if it went with their story, buy it, Aaron. But now there's a new bin Laden tape right on the way, and now they may release video of the burial at sea.
Isn't there a contradiction, too?
Wait a minute. When they killed Saddam's sons the first of three times, they put up images of them. We got to dig this out, of their blasted bodies side by side with shrapnel wounds. Later they said, actually, that was wax figurines to illustrate what they look like. Remember that? I mean, again, this is PSYOP. They're testing and training you. I'm sorry, Aaron. Go ahead.
Well, it's sick, too, how they roll out the various supposed sons of bin Laden. I remember 3 or 4 years ago, this will be the summer of bin Laden's son. He's coming back with a vengeance in Iraq. And then nothing ever played out with that. Now they're saying...
No, it's Anwar al-Awlaki. We're like, he's a mentally dependent on... Never mind, he's still dangerous. Adam Gadon, well, he's a Israeli operative. Well, doesn't matter.
But tell me what you've seen. I've seen...
Al-Qaeda, led by the Jewish firebrand. Grandson of the ADL head, battling for freedom. I mean, it's just like, what?
Every area of this has a total hoax, but just in the reports today, I don't know about you, but I saw a number of reports where first they were planning to kill bin Laden no matter what, then they were planning only to capture him, but oh, bin Laden...
That's right, no. We told him to come out with his hands up. That was the first report. And he fought to the end. And then later, White House ordered kill, immediately kit everyone.
Well, it sounds like these phony police things we see here domestically. Oh, they resisted, so they got shot in the back. Oh, they resisted, so they were tasered to death or whatever the case may be.
And they say, well, I'm glad they killed him. Really, the real bin Laden, not the fake computer morph videos or old tapes recut together, put out letters and real audios that were confirmed by the linguist to be him saying, I didn't do this, the West did.
Well, that's the thing with any enemy, whether it's a war enemy or somebody more reclusive and exclusive like bin Laden, they never let them talk in prison if they are captured and arrested. Very often.
That's like McVeigh told his jailmates, affidavits, everything. He was black ops.
So did Terry Nichols, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Milosevic say some of the same things?
Oh, but then he started talking too much and had a little heart attack. He was given a poison.
We'd have to go back case by case, or at least I would, but a lot of those turn out that way. The big enemies always have a lot more to tell. but they're usually not allowed to speak.
Well, there's no, the problem, Aaron, is the globalists continue to get away with everything. And now they've tested the public again with just a completely hollow, ridiculous piece of propaganda. But the good news is they tried to totally push it. Now the headlines are everywhere. Can the U.S. offer final proof of Obama's death? You know, the world's not buying it. And I've talked to a lot of people. That's why on local talk radio, almost like a memo went out. It was only military today. We want to hear about this day of pride. And it was just, after being wounded over there, you know, well-meaning guys, I'm just so glad we killed him, boy. And they're like, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. But I've talked to everybody here in the office, talking to their families, people at other folks' office that I know. No one is buying it, especially when they went, we're not getting the body.
Oh, by the way, though, I've been culling through a lot of email, which is hundreds and hundreds for those who don't know. And a lot of people are saying they're being banned from Facebook, banned from well-known news forums, not allowed to post things contrary to the official Bin Laden account from today.
Well, you can always tell when it's an op. Yeah, oh, they do not want it. Plus, there is 30-plus thousand articles just saying, Jones, who believes in UFOs, says it didn't happen, and that Elvis is with him. Washington Post called me, and they said, do you think Elvis is with him? And I said, come on, that's just pure conspiracy theory stuff. You want to do a label. No, Elvis isn't serious stuff, still alive. They've said Bin Laden's been killed many times. And I said, the government lied about WMDs, but I could see it tomorrow when it comes out. Alex Jones? Because she kept asking me, well, what about Elvis? Do you think he's still alive, too? Maybe she's laughing. Are you saying they didn't find WMDs? Because they did. I've always said, I think years after the fact, they're going to find nukes in Iraq. Again, after the fact, to legitimize the next phase. See, they got Bin Laden, they found the nukes. In Iraq. Good war. TSA needs to stick their hand down my pants, and they need to raise my taxes. I'm patriotic.
Well, I know that point's been raised, too, but I don't know if it's been hammered upon yet. Yeah, do we get our civil liberties back now that target number one is taken care of here?
Oh, no, they've told you it's worse. They're going to strike back now. Oh, we're sorry. You lose all your rights now.
It still could be a six-year-old at the airport who's the terrorist.
He's obviously with the little girls with Bin Laden, sir.
Oh, but Bin Laden's dead.
And we need some woman who's got like a linebacker voice with a butch haircut going, I think she did a great job searching that six-year-old. This is our policy. I'm Janet Napolitano from Homeland Security. No, I'm not Janet Reno. I just look like her.
Bizarre.
It's just complete cartoon tyranny. Aaron, continue for a few minutes while I get my documentation together before I go over some of this info for people. Problem is, we do a screenshot, a wide shot, all these articles here. It's just every one of them just is total nightmares. I mean, they're hitting everything. Torture's good. It did this. Killing people extrajudicially is good. Surveillance illegally is wonderful. The wars were all good. Oh, it's all wonderful. Oh, the new wars. It's just, oh, it's great. TSA, give up all your rights. See, it's real. Terrorist hits you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Bankers need all your money. We're going to rape you. Oh, we care about you. Gaddafi had paid rape groups with Viagra. Turned out that was a total lie. I mean, it's just armies of men raping women with Viagra. They just use some cartoonish thing that women will sit around coolers going, damn that Gaddafi, they had men with Viagra. Turns out it's all lies. He didn't run to Venezuela. He didn't strafe crowds. He didn't have the rape rooms. That woman they kept putting on the TV, they raped me. It turns out it's all lies. I mean, it's craziness. Remember the babies in the incubators? Mm-hmm. Turned out that was pure PR. Remember that, folks? 20 years ago? Remember how dumb they think you are? And you just buy it again because you can stick a plastic flag on your car. Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron.
It's sick what they do with the presidents, too. It's like they're projecting an old warrior culture, like this is some tough king who finally got the job done and went out there.
And notice they had for months scripted the posthumous Congressional Medal of Honor to the day after, and it was all camera snapping. And it was like mission accomplished landing, but it was, they're going, look at what a commander he is. And Republicans were on Fox going, I got to admit, I'm liking Obama right now. I was out there watching the break. I got to admit, he's tough. And I remember watching him on Fox going, he's quite a commander. You know, he was actually a fighter pilot. Oh, yeah, he's Bush is a great leader. He had this big cod piece. It was the same thing on Fox today. Just during a 3-minute break, I turned it on. It was on. I turned the audio up, and they're just like, look at him giving him those medals. He looks like a commander. I got to admit, I'm liking him right now. I'm liking him. I mean, it was almost, look at him. You know, he is a fighter pilot. I mean, it's all scripted. They just said, okay, we can't do a mission accomplished. We're going to have him the day after give all these Congressional Medal of Honors. And then have him in the background going, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. This is such a war leader. He wasn't seen as a leader just days ago as the approval rating was down. But you watch. He's getting ready. And you know what? Syria needs to be hit. And they're like, I know. He's going to hit him. I'm telling you, I'm kind of liking Obama right now. Yeah, he's a leader. Of course, they didn't mention, by the way, the insurance companies wrote the health plan. He's not a socialist. He's a fascist. Not that socialists are good.
It's totally sick. They went to Shanksville and Ground Zero, too, to use them as new stage props after Osama bin Laden is killed, allegedly.
Obama is going to Ground Zero to grandstand. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sure he is.
It's been announced.
And that's the way they do it. That's, you know, use the victims as a stage prop.
I'm tempted to go there and try to protest him, but the cops, probably billy club me. We're having our special time right now. You're not going to stop the president. I'm like, we actually got you funding in Congress for health care, and now you're put on a terror list to get it. And they're just, I don't care. Oh, he beat bin Laden. He beat him. And I'd like to go down there and say, why'd you cover up the dust? You know? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. And Luke, in this video he's just released that he shot last night at the White House, he encountered also Geraldo.
By the way, protester normally not allowed at the holy site. Remember, we've been there and can't even videotape at the park across the street. And I go, cops, what's the law? And they just go, the law is I got a gun.
Yeah.
Get your butt out of here, American scum. We run this country now. We're getting your bank accounts. We work for foreign bankers. Of course, they don't even know that. Oh, I'm sorry. Tell us about Luke.
You got to answer their questions on the spot. But he saw Geraldo Rivera, who's previously at least asked some questions about Building 7, says yes. Maybe that is strange. He asked him on the spot, and I know he could hear him, you know, aren't you going to talk about Building 7 now in this context with the bin Laden dead story? Aren't you going to talk about Building 7 now? He wouldn't do it. He clearly brushed him
off. That's right. Geraldo just so happened to run out there at the same crowd with Luke, and he's going, it's bigger than the day Kennedy got shot. Everyone will remember it.
It's strange.
No, see, Geraldo started going public for 9/11 Truth because he was swayed by the movement growing. These guys just go whichever way the wind blows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen all the Luke video. We're going to get it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I know it was on his show on RT, or the show he was guest hosting, and then they were playing clips of it. But just the clips I saw was like people going, we killed Saddam. We're going to cruise missile everybody. We're going to kill him. I was like, they're like, but sir, it's bin Laden. Him too.
It's
like the redneck guys, parking lot them all.
Yeah, it was that kind of crowd. I don't know the story behind the staging of the crowd, but they were extremely brainwashed, just to put it simply. I mean, you've got to see this video.
Not even brainwashed. These people were like, you've seen Idiocracy.
Yeah.
They actually could have walked right on, no acting, no scripting, and acted as stupid or dumber than the people in Idiocracy. It's not a joke. That's who this country is full of people like that. And that's why we sit here, because we're half smart, and go, this propaganda is all completely ridiculous. It's because it's targeting those people. Bin Laden, bad man, he get you. And they're like, Bin Saddam? No, Bin Laden. Bin Laden. Bin Laden. But Bin Laden, you stick your hand down my pants and raise my taxes, keep me safe. And they're like, we keep you safe from him. And they're like, I'm not good for you.
That's only barely an exaggeration.
No, I mean, some of those people were like, look at me. I mean,
We talk about fluoride.
We got it.
I don't know what the real explanation could be. How do those people know so little about what's going on? I still make mistakes. I don't know everything that's going on. I still confuse names or something, but I have a general idea of what's going on behind the scenes, what's not admitted. But these people know absolutely nothing.
They've been drinking fluoride in McDonald's their entire life. They're all.
I don't know. I'm not even sure that explains it. It's totally bizarre. The complete, you know, the term sheeple, it's totally, they don't even know who bin Laden is, but they're celebrating his death, basically. But we know he's a CIA asset. He's Tim Osman, you know, fielded by Brzezinski along with the rest of the Taliban. in the late 70s.
It's scary. I've never seen anything like it.
I think that's the other thing. I think the old bin Laden script is now brushing up against the Al-Qaeda's our ally in Libya script.
Well, there is the founder of real Al-Qaeda, the protege, Secretary of Defense then, Robert Gates. I mean, he was Secretary of Defense back then, or the Undersecretary of State. Pull up Robert Gates' history, because I know Cheney, Rumsfeld had been Secretary of Defense earlier too, correct?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. I forget the exacts, though.
But when we've had all these historians on, and I've read Brzezinski's two books on it, he talks about Robert Gates ran the Al-Qaeda operation. He ran the Taliban. And so here is in this, put up Drudge for me, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the file photo, if it's still up there, please, if we can do that, where it shows. I mean, I've got it here in my hand, and it shows a Hillary in a purely scripted photo going, it's horrible. And then it's got Obama in a clear, you know, really intense, acting tough, looking at the screen. It's got Gates with this look enjoying himself. It's got all these other ghoulish-looking White House advisors watching, and it's all about them grandstanding and acting all tough. I mean, it's just total and complete weaseldom, and the photo is as fake as a $3 bill. I mean, you could just look at the crafting of this whole thing, and it just makes me want to throw up. And I had not one, not two, but three State Department, White House, high-level people on record. It's not like I'm just saying this now. Saying it was all going to be staged and he'd be on ice and that's what happened. You know, off of this fake euphoria, this fake tribal victory. That's why Napoleon said, you can read the quotes, it's amazing men will give their lives up and throw themselves on the bayonets for little pieces of metal. Little pieces of gold-plated tin. They only invented those medals 200 and something years ago. And they would hand them out to people and they would just do anything. The Romans basically invented what's modern uniforms. And it was all about that, you know, that groupthink. And now they'll do anything. They'll do anything just to have this symbol in our minds that America killed bin Laden. And it's just a complete lie. But perception is reality, the advertisers will tell you. But it's not reality. If you're on PCP and jump off a 100-story building thinking you're a skylark, you're going to hit the bottom and die. You don't have a parachute or hang glider. So it's not reality. And they have fed disinfo out to the public so long that it's really mentally damaged the public, but that's a feedback loop into the ruling class as well. And they're all just drinking each other's Kool-Aid. But listen, this isn't going to work. Even if they blow up more big buildings, and that's what's scary, Aaron. Have you read where they're saying they've got nukes in the U.S. now and they're going to hit us, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says there's all these nukes?
Yeah.
A guy who's confessed to bombing buildings that were built after he was arrested. He confessed to killing the Little Mermaid. Doesn't exist, but who cares? Do you remember eating barbecue out there with the people we were interviewing Saturday, just 2 days ago? Remember Saturday, and we're in there eating Vic's barbecue.
You said you had an ominous feeling. I remember that. Is that what you're talking about?
Have you ever heard me talk like that?
Occasionally.
How often?
Once every year. Maybe every 2 years.
But I literally told you, I felt a disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. That's a cheesy line from Star Wars. The point is, I called my wife. It's not just this event. She said, what do you think it is? I said, I think it's war. That's what my gut's telling me. And premonition's powerful, folks. You've all got it. It's not like some stupid psychic network stuff. You know, it's gut. It's like that women really have it about men. I mean, you can be in rags, but really be a wealthy, powerful person, and women sense it. Vice versa, you can be in a guy in a fancy suit, but really a scam artist, and women generally sense it. We all have a sixth sense, but I was shaken Saturday by it. My wife driving home, she said, why are you so freaked out? And I said, it's military. And I'm still even more shaken. This bin Laden thing, Aaron, is the beginning of something big. And how long have I said I see nukes on the horizon, and now what do you see them hyping? How many years have I said I see them detonating nukes?
It's been a while, yeah.
I think they're getting ready to blow a city off the map.
I'm freaked out at all the people mentioning Syria today. Not always.
We're going to get them next. Ooh, yeah. You're like, hey, IQ 75 point. Show me Syria on a map. It's right there. It's Australia.
But it's been in other articles, too. And I don't know if Syria has something to do with it. But obviously, because of Libya, we've been looking at the possibility of a wider war, hoping it isn't going to happen. But how long have they been eyeing Iran?
Well, now Lieberman's pushing it all.
But, you know, for Iran, they've been pushing for that since even before I started working here 5 years ago. And they have little startup incidents. They seem like they're kind of encroaching the line of war. Then they don't do it. Then they back off. Every couple months, it gets heightened again. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a psychological effect where they're creating the perception that it's going to happen. It's like, you know, that the bully's waiting for you after school. You kind of want the clock to go faster. Like when the bully told me I'm going to beat you up after school in sixth grade, I would kind of want the clock to end, and I couldn't go run the other way. I had to go out and find the bully. But the thing is, it creates a psychological perception where you're like, let's just get it over with. Okay, you're going to attack Iran. Okay, I don't want you to, but you keep saying you are. You see what I'm saying? It's like they create that idea in the mind that it's coming.
Yeah, it makes it seem normal if it finally happens, but it's not normal. It's terrible and abhorrent. And
well, the very same elites, they're all a bunch of pot-bellied, hunchbacked, old, gross globalists with dandruff falling all over them that look like ring wraiths. I mean, they are raping this country in ways that are unimaginable. I mean, this country's in depression, Aaron, and it's admitted it. We're about to dollar default and lose the credit rating and just unbelievable hell. And they're setting up a domestic surveillance grid and admitting it's for us. And meanwhile, it's like, I'm feeling real good right now. I'm a conservative. I didn't like Obama. I'm liking him now. I like what he did. All because it's just some fantasy. And this morning I was watching Good Old Boys. You could tell they were listening to the radio right next to me driving in traffic. And they were just going, ugh, ugh. I mean, they were just feeling good, Aaron. They were feeling good.
Everybody should remember the Bin Laden family was and has been business partners of the Bushes. They were part of the Carlyle Group. You remember the headline?
Doesn't matter if that's in the London Guardian, the morning of 9/11, head of the Bin Laden family meeting with George Herbert Walker Bush. I'll just call it a conspiracy theory. I'm on the phone with these major magazines and newspapers calling, and I go, well, your own magazine, the Washington Post, reported you put out fake Bin Laden videos. More conspiracy theories. I go, no, I happen to have it right here in my hand. Let me read to you. It's like, no, that's all right. What do you think about Elvis? And it's just all funny. It's funny. Anyways, you're mentioning facts, but see, I could just counter with, oh.
But how many times over the years have you challenged these fake videos, the fake audio recordings, other anomalies, the seven times they allegedly killed, what's his name, Zawahiri?
Yeah. No, they've been caught lying over and over again and manufacturing it, but you bring it up and they're like, I'm feeling real emotional right now, though. I'm feeling good. I want to believe they did this.
But time and again, you would get attacked and you'd have to defend yourself, and Paul Watson would write an article. Then you were proven right down the line. Nobody ever backed you up then.
Actually, I'm in more trouble now that gold's $1,570-something bucks, and it went up from $260, like I said. People are like, you know, what's wrong? It went up and you were right. You're scum. Alex Jones scum, he said they'd use Bin Laden as the patsy to blow up the World Trade Center 2 months before it happened. He's bad.
Well, we finally got Bin Laden, but I still remember the headline, shamed Enron bosses give Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda millions. That was in 2000. That was right before, you know, the 2001 attacks. They're business partners, and there's the opium thing going on, and I don't know exactly which way they're going to turn now, but they've been lying all along, and this Bin Laden thing's been a total hoax from that perspective up to this point. Now they can't show the body. Well, yeah, I agree. Why shouldn't we be skeptical?
Well, it's un-American to be skeptical or to have any freedom. I can't believe what a sicko you are. You want to apologize to people? You know, folks are feeling
a tongue on that.
Folks are feeling real good right now, Aaron, about America, and you are trying to hurt it. Let me be serious for a minute, and then any closing comments from Aaron. And I want folks to listen to me very, very carefully here, because this is actually very depressing. It just confirms everything we already knew. We told you this was coming and exactly how it was going to come. But not because we're smart. We study these psychopaths. These psychopaths are weak. They're pathetic. They're a joke. Obama is up there grandstanding like our savior with his counterpart, Usama, who was right out of central casting to be scary and look like Uncle Fester. They are selling new wars out of this. They are selling domestic police state crackdowns, and they are telling you. In fact, I've got the headlines here. Let me pull those out for people, and I can go through some of these headlines. Islamabad has a lot of explaining to do. Egypt's al-Zahari, likely to succeed, replaces bin Laden as number one on FBI's most wanted list. Bin Laden was never on the most wanted list. That was a big controversy. The FBI director said they didn't have evidence. Remember that?
That's right.
Oh, a little WikiLeaks. Al-Qaeda to unleash nuclear hellstorm if Osama killed. Nuclear hellstorm. The globalists could just detonate nukes in every major city and rewrite all of history. Bring in a new dark age. You don't think they want their religion? Is there's too many of us. Haven't you folks out there? I know there's globalists watching and operatives and people in the system. Folks, this is a system that's so evil, none of us are going to make it out of it. We're not the chosen ones here, folks. We've got to say no to this. Bin Laden protected by Pakistan security. Excuse to go up against them now. Shun, worst is yet to come. And then no proof he even said that. It's just, a message board. Fear, security tightened at New York airports, Times Square, World Trade Center site. Napolitano, heightened state of vigilance. U.S. issues worldwide travel alert. Chemical biological response team recalled from Japan. And you pointed out, and others did, they were already recalled 3 days ago. Because Japan said, get them out of here. They didn't want third parties there showing how high the radiation is. And our government's telling radiation's fine, too, here. As it goes up over 500 times safe levels. The milk and food. So what, though? Government loves you. At least bin Laden. Hey, dust is good for you at ground zero, too. Taliban commander vows to avenge death. U.S. faces broad terror threat. Oh, it's worse than ever. Don't think it's over, Aaron. This is just the start. People are like, that's fine. I'm in for the long haul. Take over the oil companies. Get supply of the opium so they can ship it in. What about Geraldo admitting they grow the opium and having the Marine Corps colonel admit it?
That's called being blinded by a false loyalty, I think.
No, but it's like, you get caught with it, you go to prison, but they're like, yeah, we grow it, it's for America.
Yeah, I know it's hypocritical, you know it's hypocritical.
It's not even hypocritical, it's beyond insane, and they just, like a fart in church, let it out.
You know, I guess it's what you call doublethink. I don't know how they could be over there.
These people are sicko psychiatrists and psychologists running all this. This is very funny to them. Report, Pakistan intelligence agents on site during raid, unclear who fired fatal shot. Capture scene as vindication for harshest interrogation methods. Should Bush get credit? Supporters gather outside former president's Dallas home, throw flowers, sign. Obama forgot to say thank you, President Bush. White House aides.
That's another thing. You see all the people chanting USA, USA today. I've read the declassified reports, I'm sure you have too, where all through the Bush years, any protests that were anti-Bush, any protests that were anti-war, they had cadres to immediately start chanting USA, USA on cue because it's not particularly meaningful.
It means you're against America if you're fighting them. It's just mindless patriotism, but not for the real USA, but for the hijacker body snatchers that have taken over the society.
Yeah.
USA! USA! And you're like, USA's dying, being destroyed. I'm for that. I like it. Should Bush get credit? Officials feared Black Hawk down when chompers stalled. U.S. forces were unsure of bin Laden in house until meeting him face to face. Photos inside bin Laden's lair looks like a crack house, the palace. Report, Obama canceled March compound bombing, wanted proof of death. Shot in head, bin Laden is dead, SEALs held two rehearsals, Obama watched raid, doubters abound, explosion of conspiracy theories. Questioning government lies is a conspiracy theory, Aaron. I remember 4 years ago, they'd already tried to pass three different amnesty bills that were public, and they said, well, this one's secret. Secret bill. This is on the news, but you're not allowed to see it, and there's no amnesty. Senator Sessions leaked it. They were calling it a conspiracy theory. Said conspiracy theorists say it's amnesty. It was total amnesty, they said, for 14 million, more like 30. And it said felons who were here in prisons could be released if they were illegals as long as they signed a form promising not to be violent again.
Hmm.
I mean, it was a pardon. It wasn't just an amnesty. And what was their answer? Bush's? You're a conspiracy theorist. Shut up. You can't see the bill. Then we get it. It's worse than the other three. I mean, that's their answer.
Meanwhile, Bush's brother was working with the CFR on the North American Union documents, the immigration reform, and all the rest of it with the Democratic side.
And PNAC.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's all staged. They fight over the power sometimes. And it goes on to say, and there's just pages of these articles. It goes on, these are some of the headlines. Mission was to kill, not capture, no prisoners taken. Eased into sea, his body, Michael Moore, Bin Laden won. To the left has to play the fallen sword like they're for Bin Laden. Muslim Brotherhood, USA should now leave Afghanistan and Iraq. That's just to give them support with Muslims. They're actually being CIA-funded on record, supporting everything happening in Libya and Syria and Egypt. CIA tops cable news ratings. Romney to skip first GOP debate. MD Democratic governor mulls gas tax hike. I must have printed this before the new one went up. They've got a new one out where they say that Obama is going to ground zero. Yeah, here it is. Bin Laden, Adolf Hitler both declared dead on May 1st. And the royals married on the same day he married Eva Braun. I mean, do you know in the occult? I mean, folks, it's the high holy day. Is May 1st. I mean, that's when the Druids were cutting kids' hearts out, throwing them into fires. It's European history, just like the Aztecs were doing it. But the 3 days before was like the holy kickoff, and that was the Druidic day for weddings. Hitler, who followed Druidic stuff instead of he hated Christianity, and it's just a historical fact.
Right.
He married her on that Druidic holy day and then blew his head off on the May 1st, which they founded the Illuminati, 1776.
Yep.
This is all on record.
Adam Weishaupt.
The communists celebrated on May 1st.
Oh, I agree with everything you said. That's what May 1st is. The communists just took it from the old occultic system.
No, it's
pagan system.
In fact, pull up Encyclopedia, not Wikipedia, because they're wrong half the time. Pull up Encyclopedia Britannica May Day. We don't have the full crew. We got one guy here who's been working like 14 hours. Whatever, folks, you can pull it up if you want. That's why we're not putting articles up on screen every time, because we got one person in there. Usually got like three.
Yeah, that's another thing with the timing. You got the first GOP debate coming next week, and sure, most of the candidates are shills, but what if a Ron Paul-type candidate were to start asking serious questions about when are we going to leave Afghanistan?
Oh, no, Lindsey Graham, the senator, the carbon tax lover, was on Fox TV this morning saying, we've got to make national security the number one issue with this Republican debate coming up. We've got to make that the issue. Notice if you go to Drudge, which I understand why, it's the same thing's happened to our website, Infowars.com, PrisonBundle.com. It's pushed all the dollar plunging, China urges immediate end. You know, the dollar system, China urges dumping dollar, China cuts reserves. All this huge stuff's happening. Gas prices explode. Housing prices go down. Joblessness goes up. Consumer confidence goes down. I mean, just incredibly scary things are happening to our economy, our whole way of life. And then this happens right on time.
Yeah, we got a bump in the war on terror, but we lost the war on poverty again. And we lost the war on drugs again and all the rest of it. The war on housing, the war on the dollar.
Well, I've done my best. The point is they tried to laugh at us last night and this morning with our articles. It's a big deal that all these State Department people and White House people, one of which went public on my show, number two at the Department of Treasury, I had to call him before I leave because he called today. I need to get him on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Former head of Pakistani intelligence is coming on as well tomorrow again with more. I mean, this is a big deal that we have these articles, and then we went and culled out all the times the Democrats said, no, this is going to be staged. They knew. I mean, they had him on ice. He was dead.
Yeah. It's totally creepy. And we still have them talking about a new Oklahoma City from last year. Will Obama stage another terror attack? That could still happen. We hope not.
And you know they're totally hyping with terror. All those White House advisors openly saying how great a terror attack would be, and then we say, hey, the government's staging terror, and they're like, oh, you're a kook. I'm like, but all these governments throughout history have done it, and we've got all these White House advisors saying how great it would be. I mean, it's like when you live in reality and you're informed and you study, it's like dirty and bad, Aaron.
But the whole claim of 160 nukes, if that's anything at all other than smoke and mirrors, you know those nukes were literally given by Western powers, if not our country directly. Al-Qaeda couldn't produce, where's their uranium enrichment labs?
How do you smuggle them?
How long did
Aaron,
it take?
Aaron.
Enough uranium for the first
Aaron,
time.
How are you, they said most of them are buried under federal buildings. How in Hades are you going to carry a nuke, bury it, it's there for a decade, and it's going to work? It's total bull.
No, I'm with you.
It's like telling you there's snipe hunting. You ever been taking snipe hunting?
No, but I hope they don't blow something up.
Well, can you? They're getting people primed right now. Can you imagine how the cowardly public is going to fall down on their knees and say, take my pension funds? You know, I had a good friend I knew from Access TV for many years. He was a big pro-lifer, had a lot of courage, been arrested many times. George Woolley. And about a month after 9/11, I was on air saying it was an inside job, and he came to me in the parking lot, and he said, I want them to put a chip in me. I want them to take my rights away. I want to defeat these Muslims. I was just like, come on, man. I go, Bin Laden, the CIA, and he's like, conspiracy theorist. I go, man, it's mainline history. And he just said, I don't want my freedom, and ran into the building. And it's just tribal. Because even intelligent people have an instinct that when they're told an outside threat's attacking them, it's all instincts. It's like a tiger is really smart. But if you are a woodworker, somebody who works in the woods as a woodsman in India, you wear a mask on the back of your head because they won't attack something looking at them. That's instinct. It creeps them out because it's a bad move to grab a predator, you know, when it's looking at you. They'll eat a man, but they like to grab him from behind because they know a man might have a weapon. It's the same thing. I mean, they just dress up in a demon outfit and use television, and they've studied all our primal anthropology, and they go, oh, Bin Laden, he can get you. Give me your bank account. And then the good guy shows up on the puppet thing and pushes him off and goes, get out of here, bad man. I'll keep you safe, TV watcher. Just let me run everything, and don't worry and don't ask questions. By the way, I need your sons and daughters to join my military to go take the foreign sea where there is oil. I will protect you. And they're just like, oh, my hero, oh, I will do it. I mean, it's so elementary, Aaron.
It's really sad. I understand how people get caught up in it when the war fervor's kicking. I remember that time after 9/11, but my instincts kicked in. I hope other people will recognize their own instincts, too.
Well, I told us to go ahead.
Well, the facts just later verified my gut-level instinct, and that's one of the few times I really have had a strong gut in my gut level feeling like this is not what they're saying.
I knew I could feel it coming. And then when it happened, my wife, my girlfriend at the time, she ran to the store. And they just so happened to have a big supply of them that day. Red, white, and blue. Little word went out. Make sure we get the flags and everything ready. A little something special's coming. U.S. forces were massing in and around Afghanistan at the time. Bush trying to launch order the day before. And she came home with a red, white, and blue candle. And everybody had the flags out and they... And I went ahead and let her, actually, because she, in the letter, I came and brought him in. She kind of got mad. She said, I don't care. Those people are dead. And I said, by doing that, it creates a solidarity around the attack the globalists are going to launch. This is tribal. And then it will let them use the people they murdered to empower what they've done. You need to go out and expose this is staged. And she was like, I know you're right about this stuff, but I just don't know if I can believe it. It's so horrible. And I was like, well, that's history. But I said, they blew those buildings up. I said, you know I predicted all this. And later she's like, okay, fine, I'll take them in. But they were out there for a while. And about a year later, she said, you were absolutely right. I was used. And they use your goodwill, so you go out and advertise their lie for them. You see how that works?
Well, who was it said fascism would come wrapped in a flag? Certainly the sentiment of that quote has proved true. I don't remember the author of it, but...
I forget, too, Aaron. It's just... This is their new 9/11. I mean, they did the big spectacular towers blowing up and everything else, but now this is the pride thing. It's like the military. They break you down, they build you up. You know, it's like we were beat. We couldn't get him. It was lies about WMDs. I think they're going to find the WMDs.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, They have control of the area. They could put it in at any time, of course.
Man. Well, I'm going to leave all my stacks of news here. I covered a lot of it, but I'm going to go home and get some rest. You too, Aaron. The new video is up on the Alex Jones channel, correct?
It should be. I believe it's also on InfoWars.
Here, let me just check InfoWars. Intel chief, they killed make-believe Osama. That's an interesting article up there. I was looking at Kurt's typo before we got it changed. And
yeah, you need to do a refresh on that.
Yeah, I'll hit refresh. I'm just sick of seeing people willfully getting conned. Because people are like children. They think their emotions make reality. You know what I mean? It's just like, no, we got them. I'm feeling good. They report, I saw a news report, the bars last night and today. People are drunk at 10 a.m. when they open. It's just nationwide. Just, it's like their ego is through this whole thing.
Yeah, in whatever fashion, it's clear they feed off of that psychic energy. In some form or fashion, just for everyone to buy into the fervor and go along with the big staged events.
I know how to make this make more sense. Savitz say exclusive, quote, Bin Laden dead, hoax exposed, in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make sense? I know that's my headline, but it didn't look right. Exclusive, Bin Laden dead, hoax exposed.
But that is up on InfoWars and on YouTube.
If people... And it is happening. Most people have suspicions about this. And the media is just giving, you know, ear because it's the agenda to the people that are just in addled rapture right now. This is just so ridiculous, Aaron. I mean, my gut and the intellectual evidence, this is 100% fake, and as ridiculous as it seems, it's nothing compared to them vaporizing those buildings and blowing Building 7 and having the cops up there saying, get back, we're going to blow Building 7, and then saying, we didn't blow Building 7, what? We have the video. The firefighters going, yeah, there was molten lava everywhere, they blew them. You see the bombs going off? I mean, the firefighters are saying this. And the cops are like, I don't know what's going on, get back, they're going to blow it.
We live under that paradigm illustrated by the Goebbels quote, the bigger the lie, the more they believe it, even though we've been warned of the opposite. FDR, not that he was perfect, far from it, but warned that events that appear staged probably are, that anything big that happens in government, you can bet it was planned that way, right? So there's every reason to question, especially in an age of television, when events, hyper-real events, are easily manipulated, when reality is created within the television. But somehow we forgot to question those events and started taking them as literal reality instead of checking into them. I mean, we all know how unreal reality television is. It's selective editing. It's situational circumstance. But we begin, perhaps, to believe that's real life. Well, somehow that translated over into real political events as well. And we started believing what we see on the television.
Well, that's right. And by the way, I've seen some emails and some calls. InfoWars got multi-millions of visitors. And most people exaggerate. We're not exaggerating. Millions. And record internet audience, record podcast download. I mean, this is scary. I've had three IT people on it all day trying to keep it up. It went down off and on for about an hour when the show started at 11 a.m. And I'm getting calls and emails, and people are saying, hey, why can't we comment on InfoWars? They did some emergency backup thing with the caching servers. Instead of having two of them, they busted it into eight. And the site's being served right now, total off something like 15 servers or more. And so we're just blessed that it's even up. Okay, so no conspiracy. You can comment on my Facebook. You can comment on the YouTube videos. And some of the comments get through. I saw a test you did 3 hours ago.
I think that's because I'm an admin. I was trying to figure out what was going on. That was before I did.
Yeah, I noticed on one story you're the only commenter and there's no others.
That has, for some reason, that's because I'm an admin or something, because...
Well, whatever. It's not a conspiracy. We want your comments. We enjoy them. As long as you're not calling for killing people, we don't take your comments down. Truth is, we got like two part-time people moderating anyways. We only hired them because I've had the Secret Service and FBI here so much because the comments, the trolls trying to set us up. But the comments are down right now. What are we going to do with all this traffic now with this new fix? I guess comments are just dead. Because I told the other IT guys, I'm like, look, these comments are dead. They're like, what? What? And I'm like, look, 3-hour-old story, zero comments. They're like, well, there's Aaron. And I go, you think there's been one comment on a top story when we've got 2 million people visiting the site today? I mean, this morning before the site went down, they put an article up in like 10 minutes, there'd be 500 comments on it. And now there's zero comments. I know. I'm just glad you guys can even keep it up. I just want to get the fact here that the comments are dead. But it's not just Aaron. A few of them are on there. Like go to Infowars.com. See, now we're just doing management here on the air. Man, I'm dead tired. I didn't go to bed till about 3, got up at 6. Mm-hmm. Kurt Nimmo was up all night. He was so tired today. He was... Did you see that typo? His nickname around the office is Typo Man. Now, he's gotten really better about it, but...
Well, he did 4 or 5 stories as well.
Yeah, no, he did a great job. Hey, I'm dingy right now. I mean, I had fight left in me wanting to do more radio after I did 3 or 4 other interviews after the show today, but I got to be honest with you right now, I feel completely punch drunk. See, that says no comments, and you put it up an hour ago. This one was posted 3 hours ago, or about 5:20, so more than that. And it's got one comment, that's you. And then final fake Bin Laden tape in the pipeline, no comments. That's been up for about 5 hours. Intel chief, they killed make-believe Osama. Kurt's hilarious typo was a little something associated with that name. And look, no comments. Zero. Absolutely zero. So I just want to ascertain the comments are broken. You saw me 2 hours ago when it was...
Well, there's no doubt about it. They brought the site back to life early this morning because of all the traffic, and I don't know the reasons, but obviously they have that cordoned off for some reason.
Well, when they first brought it back up at noon, when it was down totally for an hour, slow before that, getting hit by the hammer of the population, the hammer of Valhalla, and then you'd see slow comments. They weren't really all getting through, and then it just went... Pfft. Talk about ending with a whimper. We've just covered all this monumental news. Let me say this in summation, and you can take me out with the Flight of the Valkyries, please, since we were bringing up Valhalla. Ragnarok, Gudurdamarung, Twilight of the Gods, that's what the globalists believe they're entering. They will create a Armageddon-type situation if they're not stopped. They are fully hyping that the war on terror is back, the terror threat is bigger than it has ever been. You better give all your rights up. The torture, the secret arrest, the extrajudicial killings, the TSA rolling out on the streets of America. All of it is great because we got Bin Laden right on the heels of this stage revolution all over the Middle East with the globalists trying to take down these countries. And now they're saying Pakistan may have been with Bin Laden. We may have to go in against them with India. I mean, this is incredible. Great job, Aaron. Great job, crew. Great job, everybody at Infowars.com. You can still comment over at PrisonPlanet.com. It's purring along nicely. Just only getting 500,000 viewers a day, not 2 million. And we'll see you back live, Lord willing. Pray for us here. We're risking our lives. We've gone through a lot of hell to bring you this information. We just don't even really talk about it because you get committed and don't care anymore. At a certain point, it is what it is. Kind of like if you're a race car driver, you can get killed, you know? In a way, it's kind of fun. It is what it is, but great job. Aaron, closing comments.
Thanks for having me on to hear my opinions as well. And I'm totally creeped out by this because it's always been fake, and it doesn't stop being fake now.
Well, it just shows how arrogant and crazy they are. I mean, it just shows how we live in a false reality, and they feed us stuff that's just so ridiculous. But they're getting ready to stage more terror attacks. If you don't buy it, then they won't stage them. They'll just do some low-level bust and claim they protect you. If they think they can get away with selling you the war on terror, if they think you'll believe it, if they can defeat 9/11 truth, they're going to kill a whole bunch of us and then sit up there as psychopathic murderers giggling to themselves while the public throws flowers at them and, oh, thank you, oh, kill some brown people, keep me safe. it's on. This signifies the globalists are going into a new offensive as the dollar dies, engineered by them. They're the authors of it all. They're the global social engineers. They write handbooks on it, bragging about it. We'll take a lot of calls tomorrow, 11 a.m. Got some really huge guests. You're definitely going to want to join us. Please spread the word about the broadcast. We're in an info war. They want to shut down the alternative media because we're having an effect, and they know we're effective. Great job to Dave over at the YouTube channel. Also the great guy, what's his name, Paul, running the Facebook. Matt Ryan with the Twitter. All of you, we are doing this together, and they can kill us individually. They can demonize us individually. They can imprison us individually. They can sanction us individually, but they can't stop ideas because ideas are eternal, and no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Ideas are bulletproof. God bless you all. Bye-bye, folks. We love you. At least we love the truth. At least we stood up to evil, however this ends. But wake your friends and family up out of their trance. The globalists, this is key, knew that folks were waking up out of their trance. This is a way to try to induce them into their fear-based, trauma-based, mind-control trance. Once again, that's an angle we're going to be covering tomorrow. Again, no encore. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Central tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern. Spread the info war. Nothing can stop us together. The globalists want to co-opt you and have you work for them and serve their evil plan against you. Nothing can stop you. Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory. Never forget it. Resist their mind control. Resist their lies. Expose them. Central tomorrow. D-Day against this lie. D-Day. Launch. Countdown commences.